Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the Apple Show. I mean, news show. It is October 17th, 2014. All the best Apple news, I mean technology news from the past 24 hours in around 15 minutes or 20 minutes. Who knows how long it's going to take today. Yeah, let's get right into it. Apple. Apple had its iPad Air event today, and lots of other little things have been unveiled as well. Of course, you've got Yosemite. It's available. It's free. Kind of seen that one coming. New Mac Minis have made their way into the ecosystem. $499 is the base price now, which is good to see. That's going to be getting a few more Apple computers in people's hands for sure. Also unveiled was, of course, the 27-inch iMac with Retina 5K. Display. Gotta say, this thing looks beautiful. However, the money coming out of my pocket does not. It starts at $2,500. Oh my goodness. It's got a 3.5 gigahertz Intel Core i5 processor, 8 gigabytes of RAM, and 1 terabyte Fusion Drive. Of course, the most impressive thing about it, the display. 23 glorious layers of just all these little electrons and stuff and talking to each other. It looks nice. It looks juicy. And it's only 1.4 millimeters thin. And it managed to pack in 4.7 million pixels. And it takes in 30% less power. So it's a green, mean beauty machine. The other thing unveiled was, of course, the iPad Air 2, which I gotta say, spec-wise, looks pretty good. Price-wise, kind of irritating. It has the improved A8X chip, which Apple says blows away the performance of any other technology used in any earlier devices. It also comes with Touch ID. And of course, Apple has again went to the it's thinner and lighter than ever before. Still has the same amount of battery life at 10 hours. Kind of thinking maybe it's okay, Apple, if you go a little thicker. The battery gets a little bit better, I'm just saying. But I gotta say, at the same time, it does look nice. It gives actually the illusion that all you are is holding a screen now because it's thinner. And of course, it is somewhat of a leap over the previous generation when it does come to design. It has an updated 8 megapixel camera. Although you're not gonna see the same quality with the iPhone 6 or the iPhone 6 Plus camera, but it does look better than the previous generation iPad Air. Although, we gotta get down to the nitty-gritty here. 16 gigabyte Wi-Fi version only, $620. They're going to continue selling the iPad Air at $499. Personally, I wasn't happy about that. Not sure about the move on Apple's part here. I mean, we got lower priced Mac Minis, but then we got higher priced iPads. What the hell? Clearly, Apple is saying that it's enough an upgrade to warrant the price increase and go in that direction if you want to spend $120 more. It does look impressive. I just don't know if it looks $120 extra impressive. And we saved the crap for last. The iPad Mini 3, yeah, it's out. It's same old crap with Touch ID. No, really, I'm not kidding. It's pretty much the same. But it's got Touch ID. Woo! Yay. All in all, the Apple event was not their most successful one. Most of the tweets that were coming out on Twitter said, boring! Of course, I know not every Apple event has got to be groundbreaking and all of that. There were disappointments. No iPad Pro, which personally, I thought we were getting. Inside information said we were getting it. Inside information was wrong. And they kept going on about the Apple Watch that isn't out yet, of course. Although there is the SDK for developers that's launching next month for that. At the end of the day, though, I guess you could say that mostly we all won, especially if you're an Apple fan. We got some really nice looking products, and we didn't get stuck with another U2 album. So, it's a good day. Now, let's move on to some other news, because believe it or not, there was. And we're going to move right along on to Twitter news. Tweets from accounts you don't follow? Yep, they're going to soon be appearing in your timeline. Aren't you happy? According to Twitter, Twitter says that in recent tests, people are enjoying seeing tweets from accounts they don't follow. Oh, that's a bunch of BS, Twitter. What Twitter's saying is when they identify a tweet, an account to follow, or other content that's popular or relevant, we may add that into your timeline. That means sometimes you'll see tweets from accounts you don't follow, and then sometimes you will. Twitter will use a variety of signals, including how popular it is and how people in your network are interacting with it. Twitter's goal is to make your home timeline even more relevant and interesting. Ah, sounds evasive and ad selling to me. And while we're on the subject of social media, we gotta bring Facebook into the mix, right? Well, Facebook actually this time might be doing something that is good. I know. I'm floored too. Facebook is introducing a new security check feature that's designed to help friends and family members check on loved ones during a natural disaster. The tool works by triggering a push notification on devices that are near affected areas. Facebook will determine the location of the cities listed in the profiles, last location from the nearby friends feature, or the city you're connecting and using the internet from. And it works very simple from there. All you got to do is hit the I'm safe button, a notification will be sent, and of course it will be entered into your newsfeed as well. Facebook will work with authorities to flag disasters, and Safety Check will debut worldwide on Android, iOS, and other feature phones and desktop versions of Facebook very, very soon. Hate to say this, but gotta give credit where credit's due. Nice going there, Mr. Zuck. And finally, yes, we have to have another moment of silence here. HP has announced it will shut down WebOS, the cloud service, on January 15th. 2015. The company says that given the few owners of the WebOS devices, 3 years of service since basically getting rid of the software, that the user count has dwindled to the point where it no longer is viable to keep the service running. Of course, devices still running WebOS will continue to operate, but users will have to make do without any updates. However, though, the app catalog will no longer be available once the service shuts down. So the apps you got now are the apps you're stuck with. No backups, no restores, none of that. It all going down. So really, when you think about it, if you are using WebOS, and I know that there's probably one of you out there, hi, how you doing? By January, you're going to have the most secure device on the planet. If you got a story no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at BritishTechNetwork.com. Find us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Woo, got that out in one breath. And don't forget, we've got the Mac Show today. Yes, the British Tech Mac Show live, 3 p.m. UK time. Today, BritishTechNetwork.com/live is the destination to be. Get in there in the chat room. Tell them your feelings about how you feel about the new Apple products. I'm sure that Ewan and the panel will go into great detail about what they think, and probably even further than that. As for the new show, that's going to wrap up your Friday edition anyways. Don't worry, we'll be back on Monday to get you caught up on what happened over the weekend. But until Monday, you don't even have to think about it. Don't think about Monday. Just enjoy your Friday, have a great weekend, and thank you, as always, for listening.